Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Well, that big old VP debate last night. That was all anybody's talking about. Snow Cone watched from beginning to end. Snow Cone watched the pregame, the postgame.
Why did that guy say he was friends with school shooters?
The whole thing.
I didn't get that. He misspoke, I'm hoping.
He did.
Didn't he also say that he was at Tiananmen Square and somebody said that that's not true?
Something like that.
I didn't watch it. It wasn't something that crossed my mind at all. Yeah. Actually, I did see when I went to Max to watch my true crime shows, you know, it said election coverage, whatever, and showed the two of them. And I was like, oh, dude, I want to watch that. Why would
Governor
I do
Walls,
that?
You are first.
Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, the folks who missed Dancing with Their Stars, and Taylor Swift.
Senator Vance.
What? The most incredible people anywhere in the world.
Thank you both for participating in the only vice presidential debate of this election cycle.
You get the basic idea from that, right?
Okay,
should be good. I see polling.
What did he say again? I just want to get, who was that? That was J.D. Vance?
Bernie Sanders.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Okay.
And somebody else there. I don't know. Who cares? No one will remember tomorrow. Nice. The big airplane news, because I told you there's big news for people who fly. You know, these movers and shakers, these business types, they fly for work, or maybe they get paid so much at work that they fly for fun, and they fly often, they take vacations, and they put the whole family on an airplane. Those are the main reasons I would think people fly. I don't fly a lot. Didn't fly until I think the first time I ever went on an airplane, I was like maybe 17 with my parents. And then I didn't fly again until I was in my 20s. But then we did fly sometimes, places for work, and radio,
yeah,
a few times. And then, of course, we lived in Seattle for a while, so
I had to fly
a little
home.
Bit then. But, man, I hate flying. Now, anytime there's an option.
I'd rather drive.
Even though we go to South Florida about once a year. Usually
you drive that. No, I would fly that. That's too far.
Sometimes we fly it, and sometimes
anything
we drive
over
it.
8 hours, and I'll fly.
Here's, what ends up happening is we drive it, and I go, why do we do that? That's two full days of driving.
Mm-hmm.
So next time we're flying. Then we fly the next year.
No, it just
then
sucks.
The year after, I'm like, let's just drive. It wasn't really that bad. What we did, you know, even though like last time, I think we couldn't fly direct to where we needed to go. So we flew to Orlando and then drove the rest of the way. It still felt like we flew there.
That's a whatever. I was going to derail this conversation, but that is a real thing. I know it's your fiance and you're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But being in the car with someone for two full days. I think that is a stressor that most couples don't need. One, you do not look your best.
Right.
I'm saying for both of you, right? And, you know, you're human, so there's just, you know, odd, gross things about you, whatever. You know, and you're sitting in the car. There's just, like, too much. Like, and then, like, we're just sitting there together the whole time, like, talking. Like, it's too much. Like, you can't leave.
No.
Now you can't leave. It's like, I want to get out of this car and just get away from you for a little bit, but you can't.
No.
I think that's...
You use the shop to stop to use the restroom.
Right, that's and then you it. Know. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
She's in there crapping.
I've heard of people breaking up because of road trips, for sure. I remember when
it's just too much. Like, it's too much time in a really alone. Small, confined area.
We usually just listen to podcasts. But even that, you know, there is like, if someone wants to listen to music, well, now it's like, oh, I'm sick of listening to music, even if we basically like the exact same stuff. But still, you're just, like you say, next to each other for two full days. I know someone whose relationship ended because of a road trip. And I've heard of others. I remember when I was younger, somebody said, you never take your significant other on a float trip with you, which I know you're from Michigan, so float trips weren't necessarily a standard thing that everybody did. But in Missouri, well, no, because I remember hearing Brad Pitt in an interview say that when he got to California, he was shocked that people were like, what kind of float trips? Okay. What do you mean?
All right, yeah.
And he found out it was really kind of a Missouri, Arkansas, whatever, Midwest thing. But I heard you're never supposed to take one with someone you're dating, significant other, whatever. And I didn't understand that. I went with someone that I was dating on a float trip, and we broke up over it. Now you're confined in a canoe, whatever, this little boat, just the two of you. And someone is controlling this vessel. So the person who's not controlling it inevitably is like, quit. What are you doing?
Right.
Also,
you're drinking.
You're drinking if you're on a float trip, right?
Yeah.
And you're out in the sun and everything else. So I would say that might be the worst, and people had warned
me. But at least you can walk away. Stuck in the car somewhere in middle Tennessee.
Right, but when you're in that canoe, you can't really walk away because you're just stuck floating down the river.
Something?
I mean, I guess you could swim alongside the boat, but you're still just right with them, and now they're, you know, I get what you're saying, though. It's a long time to be in the car with someone. Brooks sleeps a ton. I can't really sleep when I drive,
me.
So. But,
that saves me. Even with, you know, they're my kids.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, I'm going to sleep. I'm like, sweet.
Right. If someone can sleep, then that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, super easy.
Once we have autonomous cars, I think I'll be able to sleep. Right now, I can't fall asleep in a car. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I usually really don't want to be the passenger anyway. So
I'd rather drive.
Yeah, I like being behind the wheel. I like being in control. And it works out because Brooke doesn't like to drive, so it's fine. But one of the things that I guess people complain about on airplanes is the lack of Wi-Fi or the cost for Wi-Fi. They can't go a couple hours without Wi-Fi. And look, if they're big movers and shakers, business people on these business trips, maybe they really need access to that Wi-Fi. But we have Starlink now because of SpaceX,
Elon.
Whatever, and Elon. So now United Airlines has said, we're going to start rolling out next year, and it will be free.
I never commit to be doing anything while I'm on an airplane because you just never know if it's going to be reliable or not.
But now airlines are racing to upgrade their Wi-Fi technology. United Airlines planning to roll out Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet service across its entire fleet beginning in 2025. And with one big bonus.
Did we mention it's free?
It's free. There you go.
Oh,
well,
nice.
That's great. You know, back in my day, you used to have to download a couple episodes on your
baseball
tablet.
I'm still watching baseball. I'm listening, though. I'm listening, I promise.
Snowco knows what I'm talking about. You download, you know, however many episodes you need.
Just to be safe.
Well, yeah, you have to because right now we still don't have that Starlink. But now these kids are going to be getting on airplanes. They're never going to be anywhere without internet. They're just going to have internet everywhere. They'll have internet in the streets, internet in the sky.
These damn kids.
They don't know what it's like to download.
It's like the struggle.
It's part of the fun. The night before you leave, you get on there and say, what movies and shows should I download? And back in my day, you might only have 32 gigabyte device there, so you're limited to how many episodes you can download, and it's going to take you a while because internet was slow. Travis Kelce,
I remember when you had to bring books.
Books to what?
To read on the plane.
Oh, I've seen that in movies.
Yeah,
other movies.
Magazines.
People reading on airplanes. I've seen that. Yeah. Didn't they sell books on the airplane? Or at the airplane factory?
Well,
the airport?
Magazine stores. I think they still have them.
Oh, really? Do they? I didn't know if anybody still
I think
did
there's
that.
Still stores at the airport, isn't there?
Yeah, there's stores, yeah.
They sell like Rolling Stone or something. The only place you really see magazines anymore?
Maybe. That's a good point.
I think so.
Maybe that's why those things. Maybe that's why they stole print paperbacks is so that people can read them on airplanes.
I thought you were a big magazine book guy.
I used to get magazines
like the smell
for a long
of
time.
Books.
I have books at the
like
a couple
a
books
library
at the house.
Guy.
Yeah, I do like going to the library.
You're
I don't
based on
I don't
these
know
paper
that ever...
things. You're the one who loves it. Not me. I'm just saying you used to have to do it. You're the one who still does it. I don't want to do it.
I'm just saying on airplane.
I think they should destroy all libraries.
I don't think I've carried books with me on airplane.
Worthless buildings.
You've got to
turn them into shower facilities. Like homeless truck stops, you know?
Oh, my God. You have to prioritize when you're traveling. So carrying a big book, that takes up too much space.
Talk about libraries.
Don't go roll his eyes. Don't say I'm the one that rolled my eyes.
Once we get on the library topic.
The sacred institution of the Dewey Decimal System.
I can't stand you.
You know what they did? They did in Chicago. They opened up a new library. Now, this, Laszlo, you might think is kind of cool. It's a tool.
I'm going to doubt
it. No, it's a tool library. So for guys who aren't handy, guys and gals who aren't handy, and you're trying to fix something, and you don't have a set of tools at your house, and you're like, this thing says I need a guy. You can go to this place and just borrow the tools and then bring them back. That's not bad.
That's a very loose use of the word tool or library.
Well, they called it a tool library.
Yeah, I get it. But it's just a place where you can rent tools.
No, it's free. It's not a tool. Rental place. Those have already existed. You borrow them. You borrow them just like you'd borrow a book at the library.
From your neighbor or whatever.
At this building, yeah, they built one in Chicago. I thought, that's kind of an interesting idea.
Well, how do they get paid?
I don't know. Assume that it's sponsored by some sort of government funds, just like the library.
Right.
Like the city must have voted or whatever, and we'll allocate some money so that people can have access to the stuff in case they need
it. Yeah, it's not a business, right?
I don't think so. I think it's just like a
city-run
thing.
Like
a city-run thing.
Cool.
Well, I think, you know...
I mean, it's not saying that it's not cool, but what are the amount of people who are going in there to grab a screwdriver?
Never been.
It just seems like, you know, a screwdriver is like $2.
Well, but you might need like a table saw or something.
Yeah, like a table saw or something.
Or drill or whatever. You don't have it. You're like, God damn it. So, and you don't have the money to hire someone to come do it.
I feel like people are, all right.
So, look, maybe you don't have the money to go to Harbor Freight. You just need this tool this one time. You just got to get this job done.
Just got to get this table saw?
Well, you know, if you've got to
load it,
you're going to borrow it for a week to, you know.
Yeah, come home
and
cut some boards for your deck because they've rotted out. I need.
And the government thought this is what we need?
I don't know who thought it. Okay,
well, you're saying it's a government sponsored
story
program.
About it. I assumed. I don't actually know. Who
the government's like, you know what the people need?
I don't know.
Is access to a table saw?
Well, I don't know.
Why?
The details. I just saw that they
want
this thing in Chicago.
There's a lot of things they could.
Some people
need access to. I don't know that we need table saws.
Some people are poor, and I don't know if table saws are on the
menu. I understand that, but I think poor people could be like, hey, what about put other stuff in this building, like food?
Well, they do that, too. There's other groups that do that.
I know, but, you know, just seems like, I don't know. You know, it seems like an odd thing for the government to want to give people
table
saws.
Well, it could be some private organization, some private charity group.
Could be city.
Some private charity group that came up with this idea. I don't know who's funding it.
It wouldn't be the tool company.
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
It wouldn't be them.
It wouldn't be Harbor Freight. That's
for
sure.
You wouldn't think it would be Home Depot.
No, I don't think
it's them. Unless they're just trying to give you a little taste of
what it's like to have actual tools. Now you know. Your old mower sucks. You need to go electric.
You're coming in here all the time.
But you're at your limit. So, you know what? You got to bring it back. You've got late fees.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, we're going to finish the news coming up. We got another tragic passing. Memoriam.
I got to take a break. I'm going to run the library and get myself a jackhammer.
Yeah, you're going to go check out the tool library. I do think the closest one might be in Chicago. Oh, idiots, I just brought it up. That's all. I just brought it up.
Not you.
Okay, well, you're looking at us when you say idiots. Kelsey's in the news again. We got to talk about him. Oh, also someone else that you can't sue because you agreed not to sue them. I don't know if you guys already saw this. Remember the Disney guy?
They got cranes in that bitch?
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll see what they got.
I could build a pool. And
maybe
a cement mixer?
Yeah.
I think that's all I need, isn't it?
You don't need a cement mixer. Just get a bunch of Quikrete and do it by hand. That'll take a while.
I don't know what that is.
But just the concrete that you buy at the hardware store.
Oh, do they have that
water.
There? I don't want to buy it. I want to rent it.
Well, I don't know about stuff like that. I don't know that they have that, but maybe you could get someone to donate it to you. Come up with a sob story. Your kids need a pool. Build the man a pool.
Is it all? Are all the tools? How do you find them?
I don't know. For the Dewey Decimal System, I don't know. I don't think so.
That'd be cool.
I didn't look. Like I said, I didn't look too much into it. If you want me to, I will. I just saw a few weeks ago.
I like the idea of it.
They'd launched this place in Chicago and heard some people had used it and liked it. That was it. That's all I know. So, coming up, we'll finish the news. Oh, and we got to talk about Diddy. I know there was a breaking news yesterday when we were on the air, but, oh boy, this
can we
story.
Go to the Diddy Library?
You might be able to soon, and I'll explain coming up.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Mr. Huge Crank.
Yeah. You can come check out at the Crank Library. If you don't have one at home, you can borrow it. Travis Kelce. He's a football player, but he's more than that. He's a huge celebrity. He's dating the biggest celebrity in the world. Yeah. You're one of those people, huh?
Yeah. No.
He's got that show on FX, whatever that scary thing is called, the Ryan Murphy thing. And yeah, we talked about it. I don't know, played a clip. But I think it's out now, like the first couple episodes, at least, or out first few episodes. And now he's got this other show on Prime, right on Amazon, the Are You Smarter Than? Looks like there's a bunch of celebrities, but Kelsey's the host. Looks like he's going to be pretty good at it.
You're an offensive player.
Yes,
correct?
That's me, yeah.
And I'm an offensive comedian.
Every Wednesday, get your head in the game.
Good job.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
Oh, man.
If only Koberger had learned the same. Hey, is it too much, Kels, in all honesty? Like, are people getting Kels fatigue here?
It's a lot. And his brother, too.
Oh, but there's so much more Travis.
Oh, yeah. His brother's good.
His brother
I'm
seems
not saying he's bad, but his brother's good.
He's always kind of in his zone.
I'm just meaning both of them together. There's so much Kelsey.
Yeah, but just Travis. If you just focus on Travis, there's a lot. I probably thought there was a time when I would have thought no one will get bigger than Gronk. Personality wise, celebrity wise, it's like a tight end, like some white guy.
Sure. Tight
end.
Yeah, no, Travis
and
Kelsey's
it didn't
there.
Take long. And not only is he this huge celebrity, but the fact that he's dating a huge celebrity. Are there rumors, by the way, that stuff is going on with the two of them since
she hasn't shown up to the games?
Yeah.
And then I think the second game was like the day after that contract was supposed to be. Remember that contract we talked about?
The thing that leaked.
Yeah, that said they were going to break up, and this is how they were going to handle it.
I haven't seen those rumors, so I was curious if you guys have seen them. I know sometimes Snowcone scrolls through those Reddit subs and tries to see what's going on with.
There's just always rumors.
The Taylor Swift fans who hate them are something else. I saw one the other day that said.
And they just like show a picture of her, and they're like, how gross, like she's dancing. And like they're like, you know. I mean, she looks fine. She's
Taylor?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but they'll show pictures of her and be like, oh, look at this moment. You know, what is she doing? She dances horribly. I'm like, all right.
Oh, so these are people that don't like her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just over and over and over again.
I see some of the fans that love her. Some of them love Travis, too, but some of them don't. I saw one the other day that said, even if you don't hate Travis, you have to admit, he has gotten way worse looking over time. I was thinking, wait, what? I'm just going to go back and look at pictures of him from his rookie year and go up until today. Maybe they don't like the mustache? I don't know. Did I mention, since we're doing the news, did I mention World War III? Looks like...
No one cares, over there. Man. What about Kelsey?
Well, that's what I feel like. Well, that's why I led with Kelsey. I feel like that's a bigger deal. But, you know, Iran shot a bunch of missiles at... Iran, they shot a bunch of missiles at Israel, and they say these were bus-sized missiles. I think they shot something like 200 of them. Only a few of them made it through those Star Wars defenses. Actually, I heard only one guy died, and did you see the video, Snowcone?
I did.
There's a video circulating that it purports to be the guy that died, a Palestinian guy who got hit by, if you watch the news, they say falling debris. If you watch the video, it's a rocket that's
so
falling.
Apparently the Iron Dome didn't fail. It was that when those rockets are launched, they determine where they're going to land. And if it's any place with civilians or there's going to be casualties, they will shoot a rocket and intercept it.
Mm-hmm.
They say those are like 50,000 each. And so if they find out it's going to be somewhere that's no civilians, no casualties, they let them go.
Okay, well, but that rocket looked like it had been shot. And it was a piece of it falling to the ground. I mean, it literally looked like something out of, I hate to diminish it, but it almost looked like something out of a cartoon. If you saw the same video that I did, it was a rocket.
I just saw the videos of like the rockets hitting.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this guy dying. They were saying that only one person had died, and it was a Palestinian man who was killed by falling rubble. But then I saw this video making the rounds, and it looks like a missile that's just plump, just fell out of the sky like it had been shot. And
as Israel assesses the damage this morning from Iran's biggest attack ever against the country, one thing is clear. It could have been so much worse. Iran launched around 200 bus-sized missiles at Israel. Most were shot down by Israeli and American air defenses. A few slipped through the net. But despite all the Iranian firepower, only one person was killed, a Palestinian man, a victim of falling debris near the Jordanian border.
Okay, so look, am I losing sleep over this? Yeah, probably a little bit, but I'm a worrier.
As soon as I saw it, I was oh, no, this guy.
Yesterday, when the White House said it was going to happen.
You okay, man?
Yeah, yesterday was not great. Well, the White House put out that statement yesterday morning or whenever it was. I saw it yesterday morning saying, hey, Iran's planning on shooting missiles at Israel. I was like, oh my God, I can't.
Just every time I see it, I'm always like, huh, I was already there. Man. I don't have to go back.
Can't we all just get along? Come on, guys, it's baseball playoffs. Like, focus on other things. There's got to be some common ground here, things that we can agree on. Does it make you nervous, Snow Cone?
Yeah, man.
Because you're the type that listens to, like, you listen to that podcast about America going to Civil War. Like war.
World War III.
A war.
But you don't think people are coming here, right?
Well, no. I'd still be worried
about
it.
Troops walking down the street here?
Yeah.
No. But
you don't think your life will change at all?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. That's my fear.
What? What's going
to
happen?
Well, like if the world went to war and I saw what happened with COVID and there were shortages and stuff. What if the world went to war and there were problems? Like you couldn't get stuff. People,
but you're not worried about out of business, someone coming over and taking over the country.
No, not worried about like Red Dawn, like someone walking down the street with a gun. I mean, that happens. I'll shoot them.
COVID, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the idea of like countries exchanging nuclear arsenals, that scares me. That doesn't scare you?
Nukes get involved.
I'm not scared at all.
Oh,
like I could not be.
You've
less
got
worried.
Kids, aren't you?
You won't worry about COVID.
That is true. Not only just not worried, but just said, like, it's not coming here.
It's not coming here.
Yeah,
well, looking back on it, I was on the right side.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
A couple got in an Uber. The Uber driver ran a red light. The car got smashed into. They were injured. The wife was injured, I think, worse than the husband. They said, you know what, we're going to go sue Uber now, obviously, because this Uber driver ran a red light, and we've got injuries here, and it's costing us a bunch of money. And Uber said, you can't sue us. You agreed to those terms and conditions, and it says right in there, just like that Disney story from a couple months ago where the guy wanted to sue Disney because his wife died at the theme park, and like, no, you got Disney Plus, and when you signed up for Disney Plus, you agreed not to sue Disney, although Disney did change their tune later after that story, you know. Just because I think it was bad press. They're like, oh.
Because he was asking for like $50,000.
He wasn't asking for anything. His wife died. Yeah. But in this instance, they're saying, yeah, no, you can't sue Uber. Now, the parents, though, or the couple here is saying, hey, we didn't actually agree to the latest terms. Our daughter did. She's not even an adult, and she did it when she was ordering some Uber Eats to get a pizza delivered. So how legally binding can these things really be?
Georgia and her husband, John McGinty, were in an Uber on the way home from dinner. The accident happened in an instant.
We went right through the light, and there was a loud bang.
Their driver ran a red light. The couple suffered multiple broken bones. Georgia had internal injuries after the crash. The couple wants to sue Uber, but the New Jersey Superior Court recently ruled they can't because Georgia agreed to the company's terms of service, which include something called an arbitration provision, waiving the right to a trial by jury in the case of an accident. But the McGinty say Georgia didn't agree to the terms of use for the most recent update. It was her 12-year-old daughter using her mom's Uber Eats account.
I think she was ordering a pizza delivery. Yeah.
Okay, so your daughter signed up for the most recent ones, but that's a little misleading because you're acting like this arbitration thing was only in the most recent agreement, which it sounds to me like it was not, because Uber came back and said, yeah, well, even if your daughter did accept the most recent ones when she ordered that pizza, you accepted them several times before, and in those agreements, you agreed not to sue us. Sorry, that's the way the world works. You can't sue companies that don't really exist. If you got in an accident in Uber and the person drove a red light or ran a red light, you would think right afterwards, like, I'll probably sue them. I'll see if I can get some money out of them because I got a bunch of bills I got to pay.
You would think.
Yeah. And then if your lawyer comes up and says, you can't sue Uber because of this thing, well, that's when I give up. I mean, this couple's still fighting. They're trying to make a big case and make a spectacle. I guess
it feels like if you were in like a Greyhound and they ran a red light, it feels like you could sue them, but maybe they'd be like, when you bought this ticket.
No, because if it's driver error or pilot error, like in an airplane, I think you can sue
an airplane.
Yeah. You can sue for all kinds of things. This whole idea that every time you click accept terms, you're doing it basically daily, if not daily. I've probably done it today when I opened the gambling app. I'm sure I agreed to some more terms there of some sort. At some point, they're going to have to say, like, look, obviously no one reads these things.
Right.
How binding? You have to stop making these things so long.
They have to say they're not binding.
They're not binding. They're too long, and just clicking a box that, like, you know, this couple said, they're 12-year-old.
It doesn't seem how much they could be, because you could say, well, I didn't click that box.
Right.
Well, who did?
Right.
Well, I don't know.
No, and that's what they did. They said, well, our daughter did it, and she's not an adult. She can't agree to those terms or whatever. It does seem kind of ridiculous. And, boy, it seems like a lot of people have died.
Mike's got that.
A lot of people died in the last couple of weeks, but John Amos from Good Times died at 84.
I thought he was dead already.
You did?
I mean, I like that dude a lot, but
he was like the dad.
Yeah.
He was like the TV dad.
He was a tough guy, man.
Old enough to remember when he died in the show, that was like an iconic moment when Florida starts screaming. And of course, if you're old enough, a lot of people right now might be like, oh, which one's that? It's Dynamite.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big show in the 70s, but if you were a kid in the 80s or 90s, you should have seen reruns of it. I obviously wasn't watching it when it came out, but I saw the reruns, and I watched it a lot. I liked Good Times, but he passed me.
How you gonna know where I'm at if you ain't been where I've been? Understand where I'm coming from?
It was the first sitcom to center on an African-American family, and for many, John Amos's father figure was the symbol of black fatherhood in America.
Young men of every ethnicity imaginable in the world, they come up and say, "You're the dad I never had."
He left the show after 3 years amid controversy over the show's storyline, his TV death among the most profound television moments of the 70s.
Damn, damn, damn!
That's when Florida finds out that he died in a car accident. I think he was on a business trip. But he left the show. He actually got fired from the show. They said that he left the show, and then later he admitted that he got fired from the show. He was upset that they wanted Walker to keep working Dynamite at least once an episode. And so Amos was like, man, this show it's a good show. We need to not force these dumb jokes in here and make it so stupid. He put up a fight, and he said, I watched an interview with him where he said, you know what? I thought I was really important. I thought they wouldn't do the show without me, and they fired me. So it's a good lesson in life.
Maybe you've covered this, and I was looking at his filmography and didn't hear it. He died August 21st.
Oh, it does say that he died August 21st. Why does it say that? Why is everyone talking about it today? They didn't know.
Amos died of congestive heart failure in Los Angeles on August 21st, 2024, at the age of 84. His death was not announced until October 1st, 2024.
Hmm.
His daughter, Shannon, did not know that he had died until it was reported by the media.
Oh, wow. I saw multiple things about him this morning. There were a bunch of tributes to him. I did not hear anyone mention that they were just finding out. I guess I just assumed, because I saw it everywhere, that he had just died. They said he's dead at 84. Yeah, there you go. But that whole lesson of like, hey, they won't do this show without me, that is a good lesson. You're never as important as you think you are. I mean, maybe some people, maybe Bezos, but most of us, not as important as we think you are. They'll do the show without you.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.